It's called Leia's Law, after Leia Gustafson was murdered by the guy who lived across the street. Jason Borelli knocked on her door early one morning a year ago, saying he needed help. She let him in. He beat her and stabbed her with a collector's sword. In his State of the City address this month, Superior Mayor Dave Ross says Gustafson wouldn't have opened her door had she known the criminal history of Borelli.
Neighbors have the right to know when repeat violent felons are living near them. Our hope is that we can make this a reality in Wisconsin this year.
Douglas County Prosecutor Dan Blank was able to get a life in prison sentence with no chance of parole against Borelli. As for Leia's Law, Blank thinks the cost and other obstacles would make it unlikely, but he likes the concept in this case.
It just looks like a guy with 25 prior convictions and as violent as this offense was and with apparently no remorse is the kind of person they'll either not take their prescriptions or access drugs and alcohol and be a severe risk for more violence, if not murder. So I think it's the only way to protect the public.
Gustafson's family is expected to make a compelling case lobbying for Leia's Law, which already has a sponsor in the assembly. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.